Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Are you in Baltimore?
On the way back, we were there, of course, on yesterday.
You were there speaking at the funeral yesterday. You gave the eulogy yesterday, Reverend?
Yeah. Yes, there's some combination of hope and hopelessness in Baltimore today. People like Pastor Jamal Bryant and Reverend Carter and Reverend Todd Urey have done, Reverend Hickson have done such splendid jobs of leadership. What you saw last night was the voices of expression of hopelessness and cynicism, and we see the reaction. But whether it was in Rodney King or Newark or Watts or Ferguson, invariably some police action triggers these explosions. We covered the reaction, not the first action.
So what's the solution, Rev?
Well, one of them is to deal with the fact that the man killed, Fred, was 111th killed since 2010. Stop the killing. He was not the first 111, the 111th killed since 2010. Secondly, in that area of Baltimore, unemployment is 30%.
30%.
The third thing is that 18,000 vacant homes are abandoned lots in west of Baltimore. Part of the solution is, if it's not just to bring in the truth, to bring in Secretary of HUD, Housing and Urban Development, mental health clinics, health and human services, and labor training. If there has to be a rebuilding program, many of the youth who are in their pain and cynicism burning don't have the trade skills to rebuild where they live.
Right. So is any of that in place?
No, it's not in place. That's the crisis you have in there.
You have nothing going on. So
there's an urban crisis without an urban problem. We've adjusted to 18,000 homes being boarded. If you go walk the streets of Baltimore, you see 18,000 homes not burned up, but boarded up. You'll see 30% unemployment. Yeah. You'll see the most people in one area who have been to prison, who are out, who can't vote, and can't get a job because they've been to prison. All that's in one zone. There must be some plan for urban reconstruction. While burning the building last night was violence, when the banks foreclosed and used subprime lending and took these people's homes, that was economic violence. We bailed out the banks and locked out the people. There must be some comprehensive view, not just a reaction to what has happened.
Did you have a chance to talk to the mayor, Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, at all?
Yeah, and I think it's unfortunate that so much of the blame is falling on the mayor. We got to fix the problem, not fix the blame. Mm. It's not the mayor's fault that the banks used a scheme and took 9 million homes, more than 20,000 there in Baltimore, and people, you drove the middle class down to poverty. And it's not the mayor's fault. 111 people have been killed by police since 2010. It's not her fault. She would delight to see unemployment go from 20% down to nothing. And so the governor's coming in now, but I think the federal government has a role to play, but it's not just Baltimore is just
the latest.
You went into Central City, Newark today, Chicago.
Yeah,
25% unemployment, 50 public schools closed down, 50 drug stores closed, 75 grocery stores closed, no trauma units. There is no urban policy reconstruction plan where these have these zones of pain and poverty. If you look at the Kroner Report, Tom, the Kroner Report says when you have this radical division between black and white and between have and have not, it just takes something to trigger to kick to a spark. The spark always has been, whether Newark many years ago, a police issue, or whether it was a Watts, a Detroit, a Chicago, a Rodney King, a Ferguson, invariably when this excessive police force finally takes all the air out the balloon, you have these explosions. We need a plan, not for reaction, but for reconstruction.
And the crazy thing, the Kroner Report is almost 50 years ago, and we're still going through
it. And it has not been meaningfully addressed. We've resisted the war on poverty. Now we have to play catch-up because we've not heard the voices of those who try to have a rational plan for development. Much of what President Barack planned and recommended was obstructed by this Congress. He proposed more access to affordable housing, more access to affordable transportation. It was rejected. That was a reaction to the rejection, but they ignored his plan in the first place.
God bless us all.
Keep the hope alive. All talk to you tomorrow.